Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Marshall Thompson, guest starring The Love Lights. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Beverly Black, and I am the creator of Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul International Family brand brought to you by the Shy Lights' Dream Castle Villa Corp and, Dream Castle Villa Corp Inc. And also brought to you by Geniuses Common. Now, I hope I didn't mess that up, but we do have audio commercials of our sponsors that we will be sharing with you. But for now, let me bring on my co-producer, and then we will bring on the man of this hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome our co-producer, She's always here helping me hold it down. This would be the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. Hello, my sister, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening. Much love to you.
Much love to you as well. I want to thank you for always being right here helping me hold it down. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to throw down.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music via Tribe Family Channel, please welcome the last man standing of the Shylights, the godfather of vocal groups, Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, godfather?
And a pleasure and good afternoon. How you doing? Everything is happening. We're doing a great show we're going to have tonight. How you doing?
Hey, you know how I'm doing.
Hello, my brother. It's good to hear from you. Everybody's sounding great.
Hey, well, you know how Daisy and I do it, right, Daisy?
Right on.
Well, we got to congrats. And I'd like to say hello to all the listeners for tonight, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Well, we have a good one planned, so let's get it moving.
Hey, all right, we're moving. Like the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, said, we want to welcome from the Love Lights a vocal group based out of Chicago, originally composed of the sisters Patty Hamilton and Rosina Petty, plus their friend Barbara Peterman. In 1967, the trio recorded for the local Chicago record label Bandera Records. In 1968, Peterman left the group and was replaced by Ardell McDaniel. Ladies and gentlemen, they have hits and they are now signed and on to a new destiny and level, which will be divulged by Mr. Marshall Thompson. So, without further ado, please welcome them on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Patty Hamilton of the Love Lights.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Everybody. What a pleasure it is. Yes, indeed. How's
what
it
a
been
pleasure
much?
To have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. It's a joy to be able to speak with all of you. And I'm loving the fact that the Love Lights are still being remembered and truly loved and wanted even to this day. And thank you for having me on your show. It is a pleasure.
It's our pleasure.
It is definitely a pleasure. Now, we know that you and Marshall Thompson have a lot to talk about, and so we know he has some great news that he is going to share with our audience. So let's pay some bills around here and get ready to kick this off. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for this station break. Let's pay this bill, and then let's get this party started.
Thank you very much.
Wrong file. And you know what? It is important to hold on to your dreams. But now we can't play that over and over and over because we've got to hit that dream castle. Here we go now. Hello to your dream, dream castle.
Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon.
Here we go.
Just a mini vacation for the two of you. Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home away from home when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and his special guest, Patty Hamilton of The Love Life. Now, Marshall and Patty are about to ensue on a conversation that you do not want to miss. So, Mr. Marshall Thompson, take over the mic and let us know, well, actually, yes, let our audience know when you first came across Miss Patty Hamilton, and Patty Hamilton is then going to tell us who she is. So first, Mr. Marshall Thompson, when did you first come across Patty Hamilton?
What a great Patty Hamilton come back in 1967, okay, when I was a drummer for just left Gladys Knight and the Pips playing drums. And one of my co-partners, which is Clarence Johnson, which was one of the Shalites back, well, we was the Highlights back at that time. And he was one of our members in there. He called me and asked me, hey, man, would you come on in and play drums on Love Light song? So I was excited about that, to do that for him, because I had just did Denise Williams recording back then. We went over there, and I met them, went out to Argyle Gardens out south to her mother's house, when they hear what they was trying to do. And everybody out there fell in love with me in the house. So I ended up sitting on the couch, eating dinner and everything out there. So
eating sweet potato pie.
That's right.
That's right.
Everything about it was sweet.
But they was in the front room singing. I was listening to their music, because I had to play drums on there, and I wanted to come up with some ideas. And they were so talented. All the girls were so talented. And I was telling her mother, time back in the day, that, wow, you got something here. You know, you really got a great group here. And now we ended up going into the studio. Richard McGee had called me. Said, come on down now. We got to go in here and do this thing. And went down there. Next thing I know, the record come out and the record smashed.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, now, Ms. Patty Hamilton, before you comment on that, first tell our audience who you are, where you're from, as we already heard, based out of Chicago. But we want to hear from the beginning of when you first realized your presence here on this planet. Who are you?
Well, my name is Patty Hamilton, and I am the former lead singer of the group The Love Lights, based here from Chicago, Illinois. Yes, yeah, Chicago's own Love Lights.
All right. Now, growing up, when did you first get smitten and bitten by music? When did you first realize that you were a singer, a music artist, and were destined along this path?
Actually, it started even before The Love Lights. I was blessed with the gift, apparently since birth. My mom told me I used to sit back on the couch when I was 3 years old, rocking back and forth, singing "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window" by Patti Page, and she nicknamed me Patti Page. And so,
wow,
my But now I began getting the knowledge of it when my grandmother, God rest her soul, she could sing. My grandmother took my two sisters, Carolyn and my sister Rosina and I, and she put together a gospel group entitled the Sunshine Singers. So with my grandmother, along with the three of us, we used to sing every Sunday. We would spend the weekend with her, and she would groom our voices and until she taught us how to harmonize, and because she knew, she felt that we had the talent, because she could sing and my dad could sing. Oh, man, could he ever sing. My mouth used to just drop or gape whenever he'd open his mouth to sing, because he would put me in the memory of Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, and Ronald Isley, all bundled together. So the gift was handed down through my father and my grandmother. And so we would sing every Sunday. And back then, we would sing all day Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday night at everybody's church. And then the group
came. Don't forget the weekly revival.
Everything. You know what I'm talking about, girlfriend. And loved doing it. Loved doing it. It was so amazing to me to be accepted at such a young age. I was about somewhere between 7 and 8 years old. And I remember when we were at the church singing, I'm thinking when the saints were hollering and the people were screaming, they praising the Lord. I thought that they were excited about me and the Sunshine Singers, my grandma and I. And I was like, oh, they like us, they like us. And I kept singing and they kept shouting. And my grandmother
was singing. Well, now, wait, let me ask you something. How old were you at this time?
I couldn't have been no more than 5, 6, close to 7
All
years
right.
old.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so that's what God wanted you to feel. He wanted you to feel your little sunshine was at the church, you know, all because that was the encouragement. Train up a child, you know, and he wanted you to feel like that.
I tell you, she knew what she was doing because she had us sing from the time when they said the Sunshine Singers, we had to sing. We stand up and sing all the way to the pulpit, and then sing selectors on the pulpit, and when we got through, we sang all the way back to our seats. And I tell you, the people in the churches, they didn't sit back down until we were finished. And I can remember an episode we were singing so well. I was so excited. My grandmother would always have a way of nudging towards us to tell us to end the song and bow. But I was so caught up with the people shouting what I thought was for us. And I kept singing. I kept dodging her and singing. And she gave me that final look. You know, back in the day, our folks could just give us the look, right? So, okay,
right.
And she gave me that look. And, I mean, I had to end that song right away. But I was telling her, I said, but they like it.
Wait, honey, God. Wait, hold on, because we can't miss none of this. Now I got to bring back Marcia and Daisy up in here.
Oh,
I need some help. Wait a minute, Marcia
uh-huh.
and Daisy. Now, do you hear her? She said that then they give you that look. But see, she didn't even be quiet when she first got the look because she texting Grandma, right? So she done went past the first look because she just was shouting and going on because she loving the attention. But now she gave you that final look, and I bet when she cut them eyes, you knew then and there. Okay, little girl.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You better be quiet. That means
all right.
Your little fellow better end.
And Marcia can vouch from, you know, Marcia, back in the day, our parents did not play. Parents and our grandparents, none of them didn't play. They could give us the look, and we knew that bit.
That was it.
Stop. That was it. Wasn't no
other
was, no as, if, and but. You understood it from the beginning. They didn't even have to say that. We knew exactly what they meant.
Just with the look.
Just the look. And it was such a joy. But I was thinking that they were excited about my grandmother. Said, they're shouting and praising the Lord. They're shouting and praising the Lord. Go sit down. Get yourself off this stage. But from that moment on,
have mercy.
I was just, but that was the adrenaline that got me going, that made me realize that I had a talent. I had a gift that apparently the people liked. I was too young to realize then that it was a God-given gift. I knew that there was a God, but I was too young to understand how powerful and who he really was. But I knew that there was a God and he was a good person.
Amen.
And that I had I was able to sing some songs, you know, that the people apparently liked, me and my two sisters and my grandma. So when I got that locked in my heart and in my spirit, I knew I was so in love with it that I realized that it was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So as I grew, as I started growing and going to grammar school and started listening to a lot of the R&B songs, I started branching over into the rhythm and blues and getting caught up in artists such as Gladys Knight, Mary Wells, the late Linda Jones, who was very responsible for getting our career, the Love Lights career started, because we were singing Hypnotized when we met producer Clarence Johnson.
Stop right there, though, because now, Daisy and Marshall, this is the second time that somebody dropped Linda Jones. Remember how what happened to me the last time somebody said that? I almost lost it. And here she is. Here Patty is. Now, Patty, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, you know, God bless your grandmother and, you know, training up a child and, you know, for you to feel that light and to know from then that you were destined and that was the journey that you wanted to be on. Because it's very special when you recognize as a child what you want to do. When you can tap into that, there are people that have lived their whole life and not found what their destiny is. So for you to say that you knew then that you wanted to do this all your life, and when you have no concept of what life is yet, that's huge. That is huge. And to actually have done it, So now I know Marsha Thompson has some news. We're going to toggle back and forth because you're taking us to there, and we're going to have Marsha Thompson take us to here, and then we're going to go back to Linda Jones and your cross-section with coming in that pathway. Now, Marsha Thompson, this is your show, and there's other shows in queue. So I know that you have an announcement to make as you are crossing over from one journey into another, from entertainment on the stage to management and to consulting, as you start counting down to 60 years in entertainment. But recently, you and Patty Hamilton and the Love Lights intersected and have some great news to share with your international audience, and that would be what?
It is great news. You know, see, the thing is, with God has blessed me for the 60 years in show business to retire and help out the younger acts. So the first way I came back to me is Patty. You know, and now you're talking about somebody way back in 67. Okay, then after that, just about 3 weeks ago, I got Casper back. That's my godson. They did the Casper Slat, okay? And then 2 days ago, now I manage R. Kelly now. So that's another guy that just came for my help. So God is
blessing me. Well, congratulations. Wait a minute. Hold up now. You can't even try to keep going. That, don't just move all of that, because that's a lot of gems dropped all at once. He's putting a whole diamond up on the show for display, y'all. He is going into management and consulting, and that is why he is the godfather of vocal groups. You don't get to do this for 60 years without somebody needing to know what it is that you know and how you have have mastered to become a connoisseur in entertainment. So, Godfather, we salute you right here on your radio show, Soulful Music, with Marshall Thompson. And that is some wonderful news. So, congratulations and continued success. Now, congratulations, Patty. You are now signed with Marshall Thompson. And when is the first show? Congratulations to you and the Love Life doing your thing, sweetie.
Thank you.
When are you all hitting that stage, MT? What's the first introduction that you will have for Patty Hamilton when the Shy Lights hit the road out there?
Well, you know what? Let me say this. Let me say this first before Marcus. I just wanted to just say that to be signed with Marshall, it is indeed another dream come true, because I have always admired the Shy Lights from day one. I've always been one of their biggest fans, and from the time that I met Marshall in the beginning. He has always been just a big brother to me, and the love has always been for real. So to be able to have the opportunity for us to go full circle and come back around to this and be able to tour together, I tell you, I couldn't ask to be with a better person or group, and I bless God for allowing this opportunity to come again. And Marsha, I won't go on and on, because I could go on and on about you, my big brother. I just wanted everyone to know how much I love you and appreciate you, and looking forward to our tour together.
Right on. Well, you're going to have a great time. This is your first audience that you'll be playing for on the tour, which is September the 8th. It'll be the first date out there.
Yeah.
You'll have about 18,000 people at the show. So that'll be your first comeback stage show. In California.
I am truly excited. I'm looking forward to it. And again, it's even more pleasant knowing that I'm going to be touring with what I consider my big brother, who's always had my back and who's still
wait, because we're going to... Hold on, because now that's another story, you know, that our audience needs to hear, and it's a wonderful story. So now let's go back to you, and thank you, MT. Now let's go back to you, Patty. All right, so before you get to Marshall, you get to Linda Jones, right? She introduces you into show business.
It was Linda Jones, people like Linda Jones, Mary Wells, and Gladys Knight, and I must say I call her my queen of jazz, Miss Sansi, Nancy Wilson. They all kind of brought me together to help give me a pattern for my song, The Ladies Did. Linda Jones' Hypnotized selection that she recorded was the song that got us attention with Clarence Johnson, who at the time knew Marshall. I think he was, I don't know if he was still singing with you at the time, Marshall, but he that's how I met Marshall, through Clarence, through their friendship. But we were doing a talent show in Oakdale Gardens, where I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and Clarence Johnson was there, and my sister Lavina and I, we were singing Hypnotized, and when the show was over, Clarence came over to the house and introduced himself, and it was my sister and Dale and I, and he was saying that he was very interested in recording us. And so that's where it actually began, with getting our recording started. Yeah, that's where it all began. So we got together, and Clarence had this song entitled How Can I Tell My Mom and Dad, and Marsha, I don't know if it had that they had recorded it at that time, but when we got there, the tracks were pretty much ready. So all we had to do was go in, and it was a song that I wrote and Clarence wrote, and we put the track. We went to the studio and put the music track down and recorded the song. At the time, you know, this was like '69, and this is when the ladies were. you know, it was really, really surprised to see like everywhere I was turning and looking, women was coming up pregnant. And back then it was taboo. It was bothering me because I was like, everybody looked seemed like we were just, you know, we ladies were just pregnant and having babies, and it pressed on my heart so much that I thought that I would, you know, the song came to me, the idea of a song came to me because I felt like I need to talk to the women. We need to come together, and this is one way that I could maybe reach out and ask what's going on. And then, you know, I heard, you know, two stories from ladies who got pregnant and their boyfriend didn't accept it. And, you know, all those things wound up inside of me until I decided I would, you know, the song came to me. How can I say, what is this for me? How could I tell my mom and dad that I'm pregnant and my boyfriend don't even want to be a part of it, you know? And
pin that right there. Hold on, pin that right there, and let's hear how can I tell my mom and dad, because you've explained it so very well right here on Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, Patty of the Love Life.
You know what? It took me back to sitting back on the drums. I played drums on that record, and I was just sitting down. I'm just sitting down on the drums. That really took me back. really took
and
that.
You played
I remember when I first picked up my drumsticks when I started playing that record.
You played it, Marcy. You
right
did a fantastic job.
Thank
of
you.
It. Thank
you.
Wow, wow. Now that is an amazing song. That has a very, very amazing sound. I was over here just getting it in. And it is really nice and refreshing to know that this is the type of music that we are about to embark on again. Because I didn't get it the first time around, but baby, I'm right here now. Now we're going to hear from the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. What did you think about that sound, Queen?
Well, I remember that song, and I remember my mother's reaction when she first heard it. And, you know, I was from a very religious home, and she thought it was kind of out there, but at the same time she thought it was a great song because the lyrics were so descriptive, but yet it was a very clean song, informative, and also a questionable song as to wanting you to think about what you were doing. How do you tell your mom and dad? What do you do? How do you do it, you know?
Right.
So, but I do remember that song, and even then it was a good song, and it sounds good all over, even now.
Thank you, my friend, and
glad to really be able to talk to you and say it's a great song, you know.
Thank you. We enjoyed doing it.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. It was surprising the way it took off because back then you could call in the radio stations and request to have a certain song of yours played. And we didn't expect it to take off as fast as it did. But I mean, caller after caller after caller was calling to say they wanted to hear "How Can I Tell My Mom and Dad?" So it was just a fantastic time in our lives. And then to be able to hook up and perform with Marcia and the Shy Lines, oh man! And mind you, we kids in high school, you know, we're
Hold that thought, because we got to get that from the beginning. You throwing out them gems, and I'm trying to catch these diamonds. Okay, I got all my catches, mid, but you throwing them out fast. So now, speaking of callers, we have so many callers holding from around the world, so we're going to attempt to weave them into this moment as well. So let's take one of those callers right now. Area code 937, you are on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and his guest, Patty Hamilton of the Love Lights. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 937, your line is open. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. I'm very, very excited to hear Patty. Her and I used to sing together all the time. Hi, Marshall. How are you? How's Squirrel? How's everybody? Marshall, I don't know if you remember.
Wait, let's find out your name. And let me remind you that Marshall Thompson is the last man standing of the Shy Lights. So all the other Shy Lights are now reigning in paradise. So he is who is carrying that torch. I don't know how long it's been for your connection, but, sweetheart, that's where Marshall Thompson's torch-bearing journey has taken him. Now, what is your name for Marshall Thompson's remembrance?
My name is Crystal Neely. I'm from Chicago. I am calling at this time from Dayton, Ohio, but I am from Chicago. Yes.
I know her. I know you.
Hi, Patty.
You sound familiar. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
How are you? I'm blessed by the best. Thanks for asking.
Marsha, she used to sing with me just out of on GT when we were just
kicking
around in the neighborhood. She'd sing with me and my sister. This young lady can sing, guys.
No kid.
Crystal can sing. We sing all the time. She'd come to the concerts when we were there, you know, when we were performing with the Shy Life. So she was pretty much very instrumental with hooking up with me as the Love Life career took off. She was one of the friends hung around with me. Hi, Chris. It has been a long time.
Yes, it has, Patty.
Surprise.
It's so good to hear from you and Marshall and the young ladies that are the host of the show. I mean, what's your name?
I'm Beverly. I'm Beverly. It's nice to hear your voice. And say hello to Daisy Brown over here. She helps us hold it down as well. And welcome to Soulful Music.
Hi, Mrs. Brown. How are you?
I'm so excited
to hear this interview. It's just beautiful. It's just gone. It took me way back from listening to her interview, and it took me way back memory lane, just like, what's her name? The memory lane girl. Who is it, Patty?
Minnie Riperton. Minnie Riperton.
Yes. You know
yes,
it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, back down memory lane. All right,
that's right.
You know it don't take much.
Well, now,
I am just excited.
All right, now, did you want to ask Marshall Thompson anything while we have you?
Yes, I mean, I like to, I heard him saying something about that they were going to have their first gig or something September. Did he say September? September 8th?
Yeah.
Where's
that
going to be?
Their first tour date to be in California, September 8th.
Oh, wow. I'm going to pray hard that I could be there.
September the 8th.
And then they have a long tour starting in February. They'll be going out on a long tour. They're doing San Francisco. They're doing San Jose. Yeah, and there are areas like that.
I think they're going to Phoenix.
Yeah,
well.
Phoenix.
So, Patty, are you going to participate in this tour?
Absolutely. This is what
well,
he's saying. Right. These are the shows that we're scheduled to do. It's starting in September, and then we're also going to be going to Santa Ana, California in November, and throughout February, Los Angeles, Anaheim, Fresno, San Jose. I tell you, I'm looking forward to all these cities and enjoying, entertaining the people who still love to hear the Love Light music and to hear from the Love Lights. I'm just really, really caught up and excited. And Marshall I can't say it enough. He's very, very instrumental in making all this happen as well. And he is my big brother from the toe up. He's always been there for me, and he's going to be
well. Praise God, amen. Amen to that, amen. Well, now, Queen, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your comments and your reconnection, and be sure to visit Marshall Thompson's website. It is www.chi-lites.info. And on there, you will see the link for their tour dates. And we are going to go over to a song, and we hope to be able to take some more of these callers if we have time. So thank you so much again. All right.
Thanks, Chris.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much. All right, Patty and Marshall, guys, take care. I love you. God bless you. All right.
God bless you. Love you too. Bye-bye.
And God bless you as well. Happy Mother's Day. And now, ladies and gentlemen, live on Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, we're going to honor the Shy Lights. And bear with us while we do so. This will take about 5 minutes. So this is a good time for you to go on that little break you need. Here you go.
That passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Jones. I remember, the signs of springtime. Now my birth, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? Woo! She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo! 10 feet tall. I was riding so high. What eyes of a child.
Eyes of a child.
Shining so bright.
Yes!
They were. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below. Come on, Augusta. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, brought to you by the Dream Castle Villa.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shalites featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shalites have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shalites were a force to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
All right, now we're back live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and his guest, Patty Hamilton of The Love Life. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. It is sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa and Genius is Common. We are a gumbo for the soul international family brand, and you can find us at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, also on all social media, including Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, and on Twitter at Tribe Family US. And you can definitely make sure to connect with us and Daisy Brown. Wherever you see Tribe, you're going to see the Queen of Diamond helping me hold it down. Ain't that right, my queen?
That is correct.
That is correct. And so now what we're going to do is get ready to wind down this hour and go out on my conscience. The love is real. Love so strong. Is that loving in your heart? All by the Love Lights. But before we close it out like that, we're going to get back to Patty and Marshall Thompson. Patty, you were about to tell us something, and I put you on pause. So I want you to return back to that conversation when you were saying about, oh my gosh, I lost my train of thought. But do you remember? Because I said, hold that thought.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because believe it or not, I'm going to recollecting myself since the cold days of my life. That song still hits me just as hard as it did when it first came out. I loved it. Whew, okay.
Yeah, we heard you over there partying and singing.
I tell you. Oh, I love that song. Oh, Martha, that was one of my favorites. But you know that. All of the Shylock songs. But that one was one that hit me straight in the heart. It still does.
Well, just, there you go right there.
Yeah.
Well, there you go right there. Well, now.
But now with
that is so true. But now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because we're going to be listening to some of your music. So now, did you have any final comments that you wanted to say about your intersecting and coming into the limelight with the Love Lights and Marshall Thompson and the Shy Lights? I'm poetic, huh? I know.
I am looking forward to it's like, again, we went in full, Marshall and I, we went full circle with our groups, and the Lord has blessed us to come back together and perform again. Shy Lights, Love Lights, I tell you, it was a joy then, and it's going to be even much more joyous even now, because I look forward to performing with Marshall. I look forward to performing the songs with the Love Lights recorded to the audience who forever loved us and still wants to hear from us. And I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely looking forward to it.
And, you know, I got caught up in the Shy Lights music, too, because I have forgotten to turn over the mic. Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, almost skip your segment, so we're going to extend the show a little bit because we do not do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, on Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, I am turning over the mic to our co-producer who helps us hold it down, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. Daisy, do you have any questions for our guests, any questions or comments?
Well, I don't really have any questions, I don't believe, because the songs that they have recorded have lyrics that tell stories that would answer any questions that you would have as to how the title came about and the era that they were written in. I do know that if they are friends of Marshall, they've got to be friends of mine.
Well, now, just go on and tell the truth, Daisy. You and Patty been chopping it up on the phone, and y'all done talked yourselves out. And see, ladies and gentlemen, they had a Mr. B, and I don't really think she has anything. She can't think of nothing that they haven't talked about is what she's really trying
that
to
is
say.
Well, I can say, first of all, I say she's gonna be doing a lot of talking with Patty, because some of the tour dates, she'll be going out or as a road manager as with the group, and all their dates are already booked, just about sold out already. And Daisy'll be out on the road working. I had to send her out there with Patty and them sometime as the road manager or something like that.
Congratulations!
Daisy, I'm looking forward to it. I'm like Bev was saying, we had to stop our conversation the last time we did talk, because we were going on and on and on, and we could have just continued like we had been knowing each other for a long time, and we had just gotten introduced. And I tell you, the conversation and her spirit was just so inviting, and we just collaborated because we were around the same age bracket. So what we talked about was so common because we could relate, because it was during our time.
That's true.
And so,
and Marshall,
so Daisy, I am excited. I'm looking forward
her
to more
birthday.
With my sister.
Marshall, her mom's birthday is one day after mine. So
ain't that something? That's fantastic.
Yes.
Isn't that something? I said, that's how we clicked automatically. See there, the same sign. I said, I should have known there was something. You know, her and my mom, the same sign, Taurus the bull. I said, and see, instantly we kicked it off Same with Bev. But Bev was catching up because she's a kid trying to catch up a little bit with me and Daisy because as I said, Daisy and I we go back a little bit back with Marsha, you know. So some things Bev had to kind of catch up on because she did not really understand where we was coming from at the beginning.
Well,
she was a little younger then.
And you know, since I bow to you, I'm bowing to royalty over here. You know, I bow to the Godfather. I bow to the queens. I sit at your feet. I'm in a learning posture. You understand? So when I go silent and I'm just in a humble position so that I can walk this journey, I can only hope to acquiesce to what you all already know. You know, you've forgotten more than I will ever know, okay? That's what your wisdom is. That's what your wisdom means to me.
That's it. You're beautiful, Bev.
You are whole.
You are beautiful to me. Marsha Thompson of the Shy Life, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, Ms. Patty Hamilton of the Love Life. I sit at your feet, your royalty, and I appreciate all of you. And now we're going to go out with this music because the one thing that I do know is that the party's about to get started. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all get ready because we are going out on Soulful Music with Marsha Thompson and his special guest, Patty Hamilton of The Love Life. It is Beverly Black, holding it down with who? Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds. Say what?
Let's go.
All right.
Good night, all.
Let's go to work.
Let's
go to work. Good night. Happy Mother's Day.
Good night.
Happy Mother's Day.
And to you, ladies, as well.
Music with Marshall Thompson. You are listening to The Love Light, and I want to remind everyone that our next show will be May 23rd when we will have the Emotions. Get ready to talk to Wanda Vaughn of the Emotions. Yes, that is right. So we are going to continue listening to The Love Light.
I'm loving you desperately, but you just can't see. I give you two open arms so you can run straight to me. But boy, your reaction is a little bit strange. You're starting to play the part of a child with a game. So sit and let me talk to you. You're looking like the bad news. Are you trying to say we're through? But I just wanna know, is that loving in your heart that you have for me finally gone away?
Performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now, here's a brand.
only original remaining member of this fabulous group. The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were a force to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ooh. Ooh.